If you remember last week, I mentioned that we were ending, it was All Saints Sunday, we were ending the movable cycle and starting now into the regular year. But there is a kind of a remnant of the movable cycle today and this whole week. So at the end, after All Saints Sunday, that Monday, in other words, this past Monday, begins the so-called fast in honor of the holy apostles. Yeah, another fast. Not like Lent, not as strict as Lent, more like the fast before Christmas. But the thing with this fast is that it depends, the beginning date of it depends on Easter and Pentecost and All Saints Sunday. It's always the Monday after All Saints Sunday, okay? And then it ends next year, Pascha. No. It ends always on June 29th. In other words, June 29th is the feast day of the holy apostles Peter and Paul, big feast day, so no fasting on that day. So the day before of that, the 28th, would be the last day of this fast. Now, what happens sometimes is that when Easter is late, and then Pentecost is in June, and then All Saints Sunday is like June 28th, and the feast day is June 29th, there is no fast of the apostles. And this year, however, it was an early Pascha, so we get 4 full weeks of fasting for the honor. But anyway, whatever. So it's in honor of the holy apostles because, you know, after Pentecost, you know, they were empowered, enabled, and then they started going out, you know, and preaching the gospel. And the reason why we honor them so much is, I mean, look, you know, even in spite of what's happening today, I mean, Christianity spread in 2,000 years, or even in the first 4, 5, 6 centuries. I mean, it kept spreading in Europe, but I mean, it spread, and it wasn't that they weren't killing people and forcing them to believe, you know. And what did they have? They had what? They had their personal experience, their personal holiness, the enlightenment from God, and God also gave them, you know, the power to do miracles and signs and maybe be clairvoyant, and, you know, some people were convinced by those things. You know, most of us are Christians today because we were born into a Christian family, but, you know, in those days, I mean, you had to really convince people, and they had to, you know, the apostles suffered, you know, a lot physically because, you know, the unbelieving, the various pagan peoples or whatever, you know, were quite brutal towards them until such a time as, you know, they behaved and believed. So anyway, we have the 12 apostles that we're all familiar with, right? Can we name the 12 apostles? Sorry, I can't, you know, but it's like Matthew and John and James and Jude, not Judas. Judas was replaced by Matthias. And so there's the 12. So we have the 12 apostles. And whenever we talk about the 12, it's those 12 apostles that were first chosen minus Judas plus Matthias. But there's always this sense of there had to be 12. And then there's a group called the 70 apostles. And basically, those are the people who are mentioned in usually the book of Acts and also in the letters of St. Paul as his co-workers or whatever. So there's like 70 names of men and women, you know, Apollos and Stachys and, you know, kind of weird names. But anyway, they are saints in the church, and they constitute another group of 70 apostles, and we honor them as well. And then after the Bible was done being written, we have a group of people called the equals to the apostles, or the peers of the apostles, depending how you want to see it. Most famous of which we would say Saints Constantine and Helen. And usually the criteria for a equal to the apostle is they did something in their, you know, what they did, you know, opened the door for Christianity, you know, to be accepted in large groups of people. So I think in the Republic of Georgia, I think it's St. Nina who, you know, she was a woman, but she, you know, preached the gospel there. I think she's considered an equal to the apostles. I think that Cyril and Methodius, who preached, you know, to the Moravians and the Slavic people, are considered equals to the apostles. St. Cosmas et Olos, who lived in the 18th century in Albania and what is now considered Greece, because of his work, he was, you know, labeled an equal to the apostles. St. Mary Magdalene, because she, you know, after the resurrection, she went around and preached. She's also considered an equal to the apostles. So that's why we have, you know, the 12, the 70, and there's even a category for anything that happened after, you know, the Bible was written. And we honor those, and we fast moderately during this period, as a way of honoring them, and also because, you know, fasting is considered good. You know, we just ate a lot during Pentecost. Anyway, so this fast will end on the 28th. Well, the 28th is the last day, and then the 29th is the Feast of the Apostles. So why don't we stand and pray now?